Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 100. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Did you say 100 or 100?
I said 100, but 100.
100. I like it a lot.
I like 100.
We made it.
We did. That's just 100 minis.
Should we just bask in the glory of that number?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
100.
That is.
Remember when you came up with the idea? I mean, it was like forever ago, it feels like, but it's like
100 episodes.
We need some kind of a filler when we can't do the show, and like, oh, let's do like a shorter version and call it a mini.
Just add them, yeah.
100 weeks.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, good job to us.
I know, right?
100. 100.
I pat myself on the back if I could reach my back.
Nate's like, I just can't quit.
Just the small of your back, that'll do.
That's a little mini accomplishment, right?
It is. Oh. It really is. It was a good idea, and look how far we've taken that idea, right?
We've done well.
Congratulations.
It's almost a necessity because have all these cool stories, but there's not a whole lot to them, but it's fun.
Enough
to at least hit them.
No, you don't want to hit them.
Well, you want to hit them. Oh, hit them hard.
That's bullying.
That's bullying, Nate. That's give him the
I
website.
Will give him the information, yeah.
Goes against everything bullying we stand for.
Yeah, 100. That's pretty cool. So let's get into it, shall we, Sean?
What's even cooler?
What?
It's my choice.
Oh, right? It is?
I have to give credit to myself, but actually I have to give credit to William, because this was William's choice.
Oh, he really chose
it? Long time ago. Oh. I don't even know how long ago, but I'm like, I have to finally do this for him, because it's interesting to me as well. But he's like, Dad, you should do this. And what it is the ghost of Amelia Earhart.
Nice.
Amelia Earhart, most of us should know this, but from our history classes, but Amelia Earhart is the first female pilot to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Mysteriously, she disappeared while flying over the Pacific in 1937. Give a little background to that, because that's where these ghost stories come from, although there are some other ghost stories besides this whole part of her life and unfortunately her death, that, or at least they assume so. On July 2nd, 1937, Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, took off from Ley, New Guinea on one of the last legs in their historic attempt to circumnavigate, I can't say that word, the globe. The next destination was Howland Island in the central Pacific Ocean, some 2,500 miles away. The Navy's official conclusion was that Earhart... Nope, we're not talking about NASCAR.
Not talking about Dale or Dale Jr.
Earhart. Why in the Dale? My brother Dale and my other brother Dale. Earhart had run out of fuel while searching for Howland Island, crashed her plane somehow in the Pacific, and drowned. However, debate has raged over what actually happened on July 2nd, 1937, and afterward. The U.S. government concluded that... let's say it again. Earhart, excuse me.
There you go.
And Noonan, I did it right. Yay for me. And Noonan had run out of fuel and crashed into the vast ocean. Her plane wreckage was never found, and she was officially declared lost at sea. Her disappearance remains one of the greatest unsolved mysteries of the 20th century, and we like ourselves an unsolved mystery, don't we?
No, I like them all to be solved.
You like them? You know, I actually do too.
No. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting.
This has a little bit of Indiana roots in it.
Yeah, she went to Purdue, right?
She was an instructor.
Instructor.
At Purdue.
Gotcha.
So she went to Purdue. She went there.
Yeah, I knew something. Yeah.
To instruct, right?
And their airport is where she was working on aircraft before the fatal flight.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, very nice that she died. No, kidding. I didn't mean that.
Purdue has strange events and stuff that happened there. After her, disappearance.
Yeah.
It seems that she was very fond of typing. For many years thereafter, staff would report the faint sound of typing. When investigated, nothing was amiss. Save some students who... stated that the letters A-H over and over again were found typed on some papers.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
She's a typist, not just a...
Not just a pilot.
Not a pilot.
She wore many hats, right?
It is an interesting story.
And her spirit...
Mystery.
Yeah, her spirit seems to be most happy in Hangar 1.
Hangar 1,
mm.
eh?
Mm-hmm.
That is wild that she was at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
I didn't know like that until started looking into this.
Yeah.
Man.
Because mm-hmm. that she disappeared 34 years before I was born, and I'm old. No.
And that, yeah, that's a weird
That is crazy. It's like, wow. Yeah, my dad would have been 89 this year, so he was born in 34, so he was only 3 years old.
Oh, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Well, they say there's...
Put it in perspective.
There are photographs out there, a photograph of what they believe to be Earhart with the back to the camera, and then there she is basically surrounded by other people and mm-hmm. what's believed to be possibly Noonan in the, you know, somewhere in the area there. But it looks a lot like her from the back, mm-hmm. but there's, you know, so they felt like, oh my gosh, she was alive past this. So that's what makes that a mystery. But a photograph that lay forgotten in Miami Herald archives for 3/4 of a century might have moved investigators a huge step forward in solving one of the aviation's most enduring mysteries, the disappearance of pioneering female aviator Amelia Earhart, who disappeared without a trace as she neared the end of a round-the-world flight in 37. Using computer enhancement of the photo, snapped moments before I'm going to keep doing that. Earhart's plane took off from Miami on her fateful trip. The investigators say that they have matched a chunk of airplane wreckage found on the Pacific island of Nicomaroro in a repaired panel of the fuselage of her aircraft. So they were trying to put together, you know, how she crashed, that she actually survived, that they actually kept her alive. Some people think that she was taken hostage. So there's all kind of different theories. But it's interesting. They even have, you know, kind of like they've tried to tie together their last hours and minutes and kind of how that all would have looked like. But there's all kind of different sightings of her, mm-hmm. her spirit and her ghost around. And it is eerie. So the fact that they don't know makes it even spookier.
Yeah.
And so ghost sightings have run rampant. You know, in many different places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so her and Noonan might have just died of starvation, you know,
right.
and injuries.
Which is terrifying, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's not a great way to end your life, right?
Yeah, even at Hangar 1, people have reported seeing a woman dressed in 1930s clothing with a short bobbed haircut. Some of the encounters describe the entity as... being just as real as if you were looking at a person.
Mm.
Other contacts say a wisp or a fleeting glance of someone. She spent about 2 years working in Hangar 1, so it's understandable that why she would be drawn there.
Yeah,
she spent a little bit of time there working on her plane and teaching students.
Makes sense. Yeah, I think it was Miami Herald that mm-hmm. was, yeah, that was talking about Miami as far as the article. I just was seeing that they think she just could have died of starvation,
mm-hmm.
or they, her and Noonan. How old was she? How old was Amelia?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know she was young. I mean, she wasn't, but I don't know if I've ever really known her age.
Let's see.
And while you
guys I should know this. I'm the one that picked it, right? William, why don't you tell me these things?
I was thinking she was just in her
30s. She's born,
she?
Disappeared. Well, yeah, age 39.
39.
I was going to say late 30s, but I wasn't sure exactly. Okay. So, yeah, 39.
Okay.
She's cute,
yep,
too.
39.
She's cutie.
Hmm, man. And it was, and I didn't, you know, and I really don't know much about her. She wasn't married, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
Born Amelia Mary Earhart, July 24th, 1897.
That's crazy.
In Atchison, Kansas.
Oh, Atchison. That's where we need to go. That's the haunted mm-hmm. city, man.
That
it's
is
got
correct.
All the craziness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There goes the tapestry, right?
So, that is interesting that she was born in Atchison.
Yeah.
Because, wild. Yeah, that is a town that has all kinds of paranormal and some creepiness to it. So interesting that she was born there. Not saying that has anything to do with it, but kind of just adds.
No, but it is cool though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go Kansas, right?
Little, yeah. Interesting. That's a, I did not know that. What else you got?
I found another story about Amelia's presence somewhere. This is in Lansing, Illinois. Lynn Cartwright, better known as Lenny Q, moved her barbecue restaurant to its new location at the Lansing Municipal Airport in March of 2017. She is not a believer in paranormal. However, it took only a short time to convince her that the restaurant was haunted. She believes the spirit is none other than the Amelia Earhart. It says here that it's not hard to believe that at least one ghost haunts the halls of the airport. Lenny and her employees can attest to that. Music will be on when they come in the morning, or they hear the elevator beep and nobody gets off. Even more dramatic, Lenny has experienced things getting thrown at her, a plate and an ice scooper. She knows it was Amelia. She's not being mean or angry, Lynn explains. She's just letting us know she's there.
Aww. She seemed like a sweet lady, too, you know, like mm-hmm. looking at her history.
But she's throwing a scooper and a plate.
Well, something's got to fly.
Now, why did it say why she thinks it's Amelia?
She just has a feeling that's who it is. So I don't.
She gives out that vibe, right?
Yeah. I didn't. I wonder if. Just skimming through the article, there wasn't really any hard evidence of, like, you know, Amelia spent time here, like Hangar One at Purdue.
But. Yeah, right. I know listeners are going to be thinking about that. I wonder how she knows or thinks that. So I just asked the question. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's a good.
But they do have a life size photo of her in, like, the women's restroom or what.
Oh, okay.
Or going to the restroom.
Well, you know what? Sorry, Sean, but whether it's her or not, it's still, if that's going on, it's
Something's happening.
Yeah.
She was a big proponent for, I mean, talk about different important historical women throughout history and trying to get, they said, you know, that was not heard of, you know, putting women in pilot seats. So she was a big proponent of females being pilots. So that's pretty cool, actually. Mm-hmm. It's been nearly 80 years since Amelia Earhart and her Lockheed Electra disappeared from the face of the earth in 37, but she remains one of America's favorite missing persons. There's no shortage of theories on what happened to Earhart and her navigator, Noonan. The most popular belief is probably the simple crash and sink theory. There's also, we're talking about being eaten by crabs, you know, that which is fairly disgusting.
Oh, that's gross.
Davy Jones's locker.
It's
like brutal.
They say that there were bones recovered, though, that they found at the crash site, and they discounted that it was Amelia and Fred Noonan because they were decomposed, and they felt like both of them were male bodies. And they said that, so everything was dismissed, but when they looked at the actual records, the way it was described could have easily been female bones. But like I said, the person that looked at them initially had said, no, these are two men, so this can't be her. They said now if they would have kept that information and been able to study it, they could have been able to show that it was Amelia. Mm-hmm. And likely there are a lot of people that think it was. So what's kind of sad is that however they died, like she has no, you know, there's no cemetery you can go visit her at. So like there are different places where she's been seen or felt or the presence of her, but it's like, she was a world traveler. So, you know, her spirit is kind of everywhere, you know, it belongs to all of us because there's no place you can go and like visit her. So, but I think it's interesting that it's a mystery that, you know, what happened to them, you know, when they, it seemed like as she was like, the telling of the story that they were having, her and Noonan were kind of struggling. So you wonder if they were having issues or thinking that they were, you know, not going to make their full destination, you know? So there was, some questions about exactly, you know, the difficulties that, that they were having. So they, it's almost doomed to fail, you know, this mm-hmm. whole thing. So, and she had been so successful and she was an American hero at that point. So, and I'm sure, you know, I'm not from that era, so I don't know what that would have felt like, but I'm sure that that was a huge loss for people, you know, just all of a sudden she's gone, you know, it's kind of like Princess Diana, you know, just, yeah. Well, she was here yesterday and we looked mm-hmm. up to her. And
especially young girls and, mm-hmm. and women, you know, right. adults.
She was presumed dead January 5th, 1939 at the age of 41.
Oh.
So even though she disappeared at the age of 39.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't still pronounce her dead.
And then she was married.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yep. To George P. Putnam.
For 8 years, I think. 31 to 39.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What was that? I believe so.
Something like
yeah, that. Because they never divorced. Yeah. So after she
disappeared. I mean, that was, I think it was 31, though. I think it was.
Yeah, 31. 1931 is when they got married.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I stand corrected. Yeah. I saw a couple other theories that said, among the thousand theories, it said, that they were captured, her and Noonan were both captured and executed by the Japanese. That's terrible to think about. And then another theory claims that the pair served as spies for the Roosevelt administration and assumed new identities upon returning to the United States.
Isn't that wild?
Hmm.
So there's all kinds of crazy, you know, theories of what happened. So I don't know. What do you think?
I really don't know. I wondered if they, I think they probably had encountered some issues with their instrumentation and they crashed. I mean, I think it was probably lost at sea kind of thing. I really do. It's possible that the wreckage that they found in the body, that the bodies of the two people, which they dismissed as two men, it's possible that that was them. But either way, I still think it was, you know, when they just ran into, you know, issues like anybody, you take a risk when you do something like that, something that, you know, people haven't done. You're trying to set records and, you know, make, you know, continue to make a name for yourself and one up yourself over and over again. And I think that's what she did. And she just got caught up in it, you know?
Mm. So, yeah. It's tragic.
It's forever young. It's that whole idea of being forever young though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was just a plane crash. Mm-hmm. I say just, I mean, it's tragic. However she died and Noonan and I didn't really know much about him. It's always, you know, she gets the glory 'cause she was the, you know, the main
pilot.
But I really never knew anything about him, so that's sad for him and his family. Yeah. You know? But, yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, I thought it was a solo.
I did, too. I did, too. I didn't know.
I think we're thinking.
She had a navigator.
Her going transatlantic, I think, is what you think of as her being solo.
Kind of gets lost. Yeah. Really doesn't get mentioned. Yeah, you're right. I thought the same thing. All these years, I thought it was just her by herself. I didn't know she had somebody with her. So, yeah, two lives lost. Not good. Yeah, I don't buy the Japanese executing her, and I don't buy that she was that both of them were spies.
They retired in Cuba.
Could be right.
Retired in Cuba.
They're still living out there, right?
they're in Papaketti. who knows? But I think the ghost story though. The ghost story is at the Purdue hangar. It's kind of cool.
It is cool. Yeah, it's very cool.
Local-ish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she definitely a Midwesterner. I mean, because then the Illinois, the bar or the whatever the in Illinois that they were saying the restaurant.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Yeah, so
yeah,
I don't have anything to add unless you guys have something about Amelia, not Earnhardt, but Earhart.
No, but Earhart. God bless her soul. Right,
Earnhardt.
<That's> vroom vroom, baby.
Yeah. Well, Nate, what do you have?
Earhart be always be in our minds, and that's a wrap.
Very good, Nate.
Wrap that sucker up.
Wrap it up. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 100, or as we like to say, 100.
100.
And our discussion on the ghost of Amelia Earhart. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.